弟兄姐妹们平安。今天我们属下的主题是二人成为一体。重点是建立合神心意的婚姻。今天我想从彼得前书第三章一到七节这段经文来看夫妻关系。
Today I'm going to use a passage from 1 Peter chapter 3 verses 1 to 7 to examine the relationship between husband and wife.
尤其是希望大家能够特别注意第七节的一句话。
And I hope everyone can pay special attention to verse 7.
说夫妻是一同承受生命之恩的。
Which says the husband and the wife are joint heirs of the gracious gift of life.
不知道你有没有想过如何的过这一生可以让你在世上的生命结束的时候感到最满足最无怨无悔。
I don't know if many of you have considered, but how are you going to live your life so that at the end you can feel most satisfied without regret?
我想多数人在年轻的时候会认为最重要的是能够追求自己的兴趣和理想。
I believe that many people when they are young consider the most important priorities to pursue their own interests and dreams.
有不少的人在接近中年的时候仍然最最看重成就。
In fact, there are also many people who are entering the middle age who still regard their own goals to be the most important priority of their lives.
但是随着年纪渐渐加增，多数的人会越来越强烈地感受到每个人最最需要的是与周围的人有美好的人际关系。
However, as time passes by and they get older, many people will begin to feel more strongly that the most important thing a person needs is to have good relationships with others.
一个人成就再大，如果人际关系不好，他在夜深人静的时候依然会感到孤单寂寞。
Even a highly accomplished person, if he or she does not have good relationships with others, will feel very lonely when they are by themselves in the middle of the night.
反过来说，如果与周围的人有和谐美好的关系，就算生活很简单很平凡，那种爱可以让人活得很踏实很满足。
On the other hand, if a person does establish good relationships with others, even if their lives are very simple, they can still experience the type of love that will allow them to live contentedly and bring satisfaction in life.
在众多的人际关系当中，特别重要的当然是与家人的关系。
Among all types of relationships, the most important are those relationships you have with your family.
而在所有家人当中，与我们关系最紧密，也影响最大的就是配偶。
In particular, among all the familial relationships, the relationship that is most intimate and that generates the most impact is the relationship between the husband and the wife.
所以我们这一生能够活得多踏实、多满足、多喜乐，一个极大的关键因素就在于我们和配偶有没有一个很美好的婚姻。
So in order to live with much satisfaction and happiness in this life, one critical factor is whether or not we are able to have a good marriage with our spouse.
因此还没有结婚的人，你在配偶的选择上一定要慎重，要好好的祷告，顺从神的引导。
Therefore, for those of you who are not yet married, you need to be especially careful in choosing a spouse, praying fervently about it and submitting to God's Spirit as your guide.
而已经结婚的人更是要好好的看重我们与配偶的关系。在我们人生当中，无论是时间或是金钱，都好像放在我们手中数量很有限的筹码。
In human life, it is though we are each given a limited amount of resources of time and money, and it's up to each individual's discretion as to how he or she wishes to distribute these resources.
你如何分配你的时间和金钱都好像是投资一样。
How you allow your time and money is similar to making an investment.
投资的好，将来获得的利益就大；投资的不好，将来就会受亏损。
If you make a good investment, you will receive a good return. If you make a bad investment, you may experience much suffering and loss.
在我们人生当中，一个最重要的投资就是你的婚姻。
And in life, one item that you should pay special attention to in terms of your investing your resources is your marriage.
希望我们今天读了这段经文之后，永远不会忘记第七节的这句话。
I hope that today, after you have read this Bible passage, that you will never forget the words in verse 7.
会记得你和你的配偶是一同承受生命之恩的。好，谈到同受生命之恩的配偶关系的时候，彼得前书第三章是怎么讲的呢？
So in discussing this topic of being joint heirs of the gracious gift of life, what does 1 Peter chapter 3 say?
他对妻子和丈夫各自提出了劝勉。
He gives advice each to the husband and to the wife.
我们先来看妻子。
Let's first look at the instructions that Peter gives to the wife.
这边用了六节来劝勉妻子。
Here six verses are used to instruct the wife.
看起来好像讲了很多点。
At first it may seem like there are many points.
但是仔细多读几遍以后会发现只有一个重点，就是劝妻子要顺服自己的丈夫。
But if we read these verses more carefully, we realize that there is only one main point, and that is for wives to submit to their husband.
圣经里面有好几处经文都教导妻子要顺服丈夫。
There are many instances in the Bible which instruct wives to submit to their husbands.
这一部分我们下个主日还会谈到，今天只简单的讲一点点要点。
This is a topic we'll be discussing further next Sunday, so today we'll simply discuss some of the main points.
很多人第一次听到圣经要妻子顺服丈夫，都会有点惊讶，甚至大大的反感，认为圣经歧视女性。
Many people, when they hear for the first time that the Bible commands the wife to obey the husband, they are a bit surprised and may even react negatively because they believe that the Bible is discriminating against females.
但是我们多了解一下历史背景就知道，无论是旧约时代或者新约时代，在整个大环境当中，各个民族都是男女相当不平等。
However, once we learn more about the historical context, regardless of whether it is the Old or New Testament period, we see that in the time period, the status between a man and a woman was not equal to begin with.
而神透过摩西颁布的旧约律法有一个很大的特色。
God through Moses' Old Testament law gave explicit commands.
就是他非常看重保护女人以及其他弱势团体的权益。
He gave a special care for women and also gave rights to disadvantaged individuals.
这在当时近东一带的各民族当中是非常少见的。
This was quite uncommon in the Near Eastern culture during that time.
而在新约，耶稣基督的福音更是给了妇女们前所未有的地位。
And in the New Testament, Jesus Christ gave women an even more special position.
这些妇女们知道，在耶稣基督里，男女是平等的，都是神的儿女，都有同等的价值。
These women know that in Christ, men and women are equal. Both are God's children, and that both are equally valued.
但是很多的妇女信主之后，误用了在耶稣基督里的自由。
However, many women after they became believers misused their freedom in Christ.
结果在教会内和教会外都造成了很大的困扰。
This ultimately led to much confusion both within and outside the church.
所以好几封的新约书信都特别提醒妻子要顺服丈夫。
Therefore, there are many letters written in the New Testament that especially remind women wives to submit to their husbands.
而新约圣经中讲的顺服都是跟角色和社会伦理的次序有关。
And many of these New Testament commands to obey are closely related to the idea of an order of social hierarchy.
比如说，父母和子女的生命价值在神的眼中是完全平等的。
For example,while parents and children are seen equally valuable in the eyes of God.
但是在一个家庭当中，尤其是子女仍然住在家中，接受父母的养育和看顾的时候，子女理所当然应当要顺从父母。
However, within the family unit, especially if the children are living at home and raised under the care of their parents, they definitely need to obey their parents.
这跟我们中国伦理所教导的长幼有序是一致的。
This is according to the Chinese principles of social hierarchy.
而且进一步来说，在一个家庭当中，父母是承担各样责任的主要负责人。
We see in the family unit that parents are the ones who are most responsible for many duties.
又比如说，做主人的和做仆人的，生的价值在神眼中也是完全平等的。
To give another example, in the eyes of God, the life of a master and a servant are seen to be equal.
如果他们两个人都信主，在教会里面还是主内的弟兄姐妹。
If both of them are believers, then they are considered brothers and sisters in Christ according to the church.
但是在工作的环境当中，仆人仍应当照着主仆的角色和次序来顺从人的主人的吩咐。
However, in the context of the working environment, the servant must obey the requests and commands of his or her master.
同样的，男人和女人的生命价值在神眼中也是完全平等的。
In the same way, the value of a man and a woman's life is completely equal in the eyes of God.
讲到父母和子女的关系次序时，父母亲是算在一起，儿女也是不分性别的算在一起。
And in regards to the relationship between parents and their children,both the male and female parents are considered to be in one group, while both the male and female children are considered to be in another.
不过在一家之主的角色上，神的设计也是有正负的次序。
However, in the context of the family, God has also established a specific hierarchy.
神把主要的责任放在丈夫身上。
God has placed the husband as the main responsibility.
他是正的，而妻子是负的。
While the wife serves as his helper or supporter.
想想看，在我们的生活当中，有很多的职务也是有正负之分。
When we think about this somewhere, we see this sort of principal versus subordinate analogy exists in many other aspects of our lives.
比如说，国家有总统和副总统。
For example, countries have a president and a vice president.
很多团体都有主席和副主席。
Many organizations have a chairman and a vice chairman.
我们坐飞机有正驾驶和副驾驶。
Even when we ride in the airplane and stuff, there is also the pilot and the co-pilot.
之所以要同时有正副两位，往往是因为责任重大。
The reason for having these two positions exists simultaneously is because of the responsibility.
需要两人合作，一同承担使命。
We need the two people to work together to make the most precise decision.
一同分析、判断、研究、讨论，做最正确的决定。
To analyze and discuss things together in order to make that decision.
所以他们两个人是同伴的关系。
And for these two have a strong relationship of companionship.
他们是紧密的互相对搭。
That leads to a mutual collaboration.
但是有正负次序之分的目的是让最后决策的权利和责任非常清楚地落在正的那一位肩头上。
However, the purpose of having a principal and a subordinate is to allow the final decision as well as the responsibility to clearly rest on the principal individual.
就免得在遇到岔路非得要做决定的时候，不会因为一个坚持要往左，一个坚持要往右，最后导致翻车。
So when it comes time to make a decision, if one individual is determined to go to the left and the other is determined to go to the right, having the principal individual make the final decision will prevent the car from overturning.
美国每四年会选一次总统。
In America, every 4 years, they elect a new president.
首先，民主党和共和党都会先有党内的初选。
And both the Republican and Democratic parties will first choose a leader within each party.
当一位候选人确定可以赢得党内的提名的时候，他会开始挑选与他搭档的副总统人选。
And once each party is confident that this leader will be satisfactory to the majority of those in each party, then this leader will begin to choose their running mate for presidency.
选谁呢？
Who should they choose?
理想的人选当然是又能干又有很高声望的人。
The ideal running mate is obviously someone who is highly capable and who has a high reputation among the people.
所以一些曾经在党内初选的时候与他有过激烈竞争的对手也会被考虑。
So even their former opponents within that party may still be considered in the search for a suitable running mate.
但是合适担任副总统的人一定需要是一位肯尊重总统的职分、肯谦卑支持他、与他合作的人。
However, the ideal choice for the vice president must still be an individual who is willing to respect the president, humbly support them, and collaborate with them.
大家应该不难想象，如果有一位副总统很不甘心只做副总统。
It is not hard for anyone to imagine that the vice president were not satisfied with his or her role as the vice president.
常常有不顺服的表现。
Frequently disobeyed or opposed the president's orders.
常常以自以为高明的态度跟总统唱反调。
And held an attitude of arrogance.
那就不只会损坏他们中间的关系。
This would certainly be detrimental not only to his relationship with the president.
还会损及整个国家全民的利益。
But would also be detrimental to the welfare of the state.
会因着他们的内部消耗而很多该做的事情都做不好。
And as a result of their dysfunctional internal relationship, lead to an inability to accomplish things properly.
夫妻的关系跟这个有点类似。
So, spousal relationships are similar to this.
神的旨意是要夫妻好像一对很好的正副总统一样。
God's will is that the relationship between spouses is like that of a well-functioning relationship between the president and the vice president.
两个人能够合作无间，同心的来带领这个家，好好的照顾家中的每一个成员。
Such that both are able to lead together in one mind in order to properly take care of each member of the family.
当然，夫妻两个人不可能所有的事情看法都一致。
Granted, it is impossible for the husband and wife to have the same outlook on every single thing.
是可以有这个讨论的过程。
They are able to discuss.
但是在讨论的过程以及最后要做决定的时候，妻子一定要记得，神分配给夫妻的职分是有正负之分。
But when it is time to make the ultimate decision, the wife needs to remember that God has established different roles for each spouse, and that she needs to respect her husband's decision.
妻子要很顺服尊重丈夫的职分，就好像一位副总统应该要安分守己的顺服总统一样。
Just like the vice president needs to support and obey the president.
这是一个大的原则。
This is a general principle.
那一些实际生活当中应用的细节，我们下个主日再多谈。
And many practical applications of this principle in daily life will be discussed in more depth next Sunday.
在彼得前书第三章里面，我们看到圣经强调，无论丈夫是信主还是没有信主，这个原则都适用。
Today we read in 1 Peter chapter 3, we see that the Bible emphasizes that regardless of whether one's husband is a Christian or not, this requirement still applies.
当然从这段经文以及圣经其他提到妻子要顺服丈夫的经文来看，所讲的顺服当然是在敬畏顺服神的大前提之下。
However, we see that this command to obey and respect is within the greater context of respecting God.
但是只要没有与敬畏顺服神有直接的冲突，这些经文都是提醒妻子要很顺服丈夫。
Therefore, as long as it does not conflict with God's commandments, wives are instructed to obey their husbands.
我们知道在福音刚开始广传的早期教会有一个现象很普遍。
In the early days of the early church, there was a common phenomenon.
就是有很多夫妇本来都不信主，但是其中一方听了福音就先信了主。
Among many non-believing couples, the husband would be the first in the family to become a believer upon hearing the gospel.
而在当时的社会当中，如果先信主的是丈夫，那妻子和儿女会跟着信的机会是比较大。So
in the society of those times, if the husband was the first to become a believer, the likelihood of the wife and children becoming believers was much larger.
如果先信主的是妻子，那先生却未必会很快的跟着信，而且还可能会与妻子有很多的冲突。
However, if the wife was the first in the family to become a believer, not only did it take more time for the husband to become a believer, but it's also more likely that the husband would encounter many conflicts with his wife.
那彼得前书的提醒就是，妻子绝对不能因为丈夫还没有信主，就把顺服丈夫的大原则给抛在一边。
However, 1 Peter reminds us that wives cannot use the excuse of having a non-Christian husband as a way of utterly disregarding God's instructions to submit to their husbands.
圣经说相反的，妻子反而在这时候要更紧紧地抓住这个原则，这样才可能带丈夫信主。
On the contrary, they should make an even greater effort to obey their husbands.
今天来到我们教会的人多半也不是生长在基督徒家庭。
Many of those who come to our church don't necessarily come from Christian family backgrounds.
所以很多原来不信主的夫妻，其中一方先信主的，特别是妻子先信主的情形，这些年来我们也见过很多。
So we have seen many instances over the years of couples who are originally non-believers and became believers, or in which only one spouse is a believer.
有很多实际的例子是不信主的丈夫对妻子信主很不以为然。
In many instances, a non-believing husband does not approve of the wife coming to church.
妻子在那种情形之下还能够坚定的信主，继续来教会，真的很不容易。
In that situation, it is certainly not easy for the wife to continue to attend church, even if she is determined to.
我们在劝勉这些姐妹的时候，就是根据这些圣经的原则。
However, when we console these sisters, we do it according to the Bible.
鼓励他们一方面要顺服神，在信仰上坚守，但是另一方面在生活上要更加的付代价来表达对丈夫的尊重和顺服。
On the one hand, they need to obey God and stand firm in Him, but on the other hand, they have to extend even more in order to express their respect and obedience to their husband.
这边的圣经说，神非常可能就是要借着妻子的顺服来感化他的先生，让他态度转变，也来信主。
In fact, according to the Bible, it is very possible that God will use the wife's obedience in order to change the heart of the husband, such that the husband will eventually be believing God.
这些年来，我们也看到这样的事情成就在一些真实的例子上面。These
past few years, we have also seen many instances of this happening.
举一个印象最深刻的。I
will tell you one example that left a deep impression on me.
有一年，我们教会有机会帮助很多八月来的新生。One
year, we had our church had the opportunity to help many new students.
那其中一位新生后来开学之后就不来教会了。
One of them
once the school year started, he did not come to church anymore. But because he was afraid
that his wife would be bored at home all day long, he encouraged her to attend the church's activities.
那他妻子第一次来参加教会的活动之后，印象非常的好。
So the first time that she came to one of the church's activities, she felt like she left a good impression.
他竟然主动打电话给我们夫妇，约我们找个时间聊聊。
And afterwards, the young woman took the initiative to contact us and set up a time to chat.
然后后来他就固定参加周间的姐妹会以及周五的中文查经班。
And finally, she decided to attend consistently our women's fellowship meetings and our Friday night Chinese Bible study.
在几位很好的姐妹的爱心带领下，她过了一段时间信了主。她受洗的时候，先生也来了。
Under the guidance of many good sisters, she became a believer after some time, and when she got baptized, her husband came too.
在她受洗之后，她先生心里越来越不平衡。
But after she became baptized, her husband became more and more uneasy.
好几次，她照常来参加团契、主日崇拜和祷告，但是在之前和之后都会遭受先生的逼迫。
Many times before and after she would come to the fellowships, Sunday services, and prayer meetings, she would experience much opposition from her husband who tried to prevent her from attending.
还有几次啊，先生竟然在其他的同学朋友大家聚在一起的时候，当着他的面带头嘲笑他的信仰。
And there were also many several times when they were together with their friends, he would mock and laugh at her about going to church.
在那时候，他真的是很痛苦。
She really felt much suffering at the time.
我们一方面安慰她，一方面用圣经的原则来劝勉鼓励她。
So on one hand, we would console her, and we would also use the Bible's teachings to encourage her.
那时候她实在难以想象，她丈夫有一天会信主。
At that time, it was very difficult for her to imagine that her husband would ever become a Christian one day.
也不知道受逼迫的日子会要过多久。
And she did not know how long she would have to suffer.
但是感谢神，她的忍耐和顺服不只是神看到了，她的丈夫其实也看在眼里。
However, thanks be to God, he saw her perseverance and obedience as did her husband.
他们迁往外州之后，终于有一天，神的圣灵大大的工作。
After they moved to another state, one day God's Spirit worked mightily.
她的丈夫竟然眼睛充满了泪水，来主动告诉她，她决定信主了。
Her husband came to her voluntarily with tears in his eyes and told her that he wanted to become a Christian.
后来他们不止一起去教会，丈夫也参与服事，至今还和我们保持联络。
Afterwards, they both not only started to attend church together, but her husband also started to serve in that church. And even to this day, we still keep in touch.
在三到五节，圣经特别用装饰这个比喻来帮助妻子明白好品性的重要。
In verses 3 to 5, the Bible uses makeup as an analogy to help us understand the importance of a wife that possesses good character.
女人的天性都是爱美的。
Women naturally admire beauty.
我跟三个女人住在一起，这个我深有感受。
I live with three women, I should know I know this.
那这段圣经强调，让一个女人最美，那最宝贵的装饰，就是她有个肯顺服丈夫的好品性。
The Bible passage reveals that the most precious makeup that a wife can have is her good character and a willingness to obey her husband.
因她敬畏神，她肯对丈夫长久温柔，心里安静。
Out of respect for God, she is willing to obey her husband with the unfading beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit.
以前我住在洛杉矶的时候，有一件事情让我印象非常深刻。
When I used to live in Los Angeles, there was one incident that left a very deep impression on me.
有一次，有我们教会主任牧师的妻子，这位师母讲一个专题，把题目定作 Pretty Woman, 美丽的女人。
One time, our pastor's wife was speaking on the topic and used Pretty Woman as the premise.
她在讲这个的时候呢，决定选教会的一位姐妹做这个美丽的女人的具体实例。
When she was speaking, she decided to designate one of the sisters in our church as a pretty woman.
她刚讲出那位姐妹的名字的时候，在场的人一开始都有些惊讶。
When she first revealed the name of that sister, every single person in the room was extremely surprised.
因为那位姐妹平常穿着非常的朴素，她在服事上很忠心，但是很少有特别引人注意的表现。
Because this sister typically wore clothes which are plain, and in her service to the church, rarely did things that drew others' attention to herself.
不过认识她的人多想想，再听听师母的补充解释，每个人都打从心里同意，那位姐妹真是 Pretty Woman 的最佳代表。
However, for those who knew her well, after thinking about it some more and listening to the pastor's wife further describe her, every single person came to agree. agree that this particular sister truly was the epitome of a pretty woman.
其实这位姐妹在很多方面都有相当强的恩赐。
In actuality, this sister possessed many various gifts.
从这个能力来说，她比她丈夫更加出色。
And from a practical standpoint, she even outshone her husband.
在待人处事上，她也比丈夫更加的成熟有智慧。
In terms of her interactions with others, she was even more mature and wise than her husband.
但她很难能可贵的是，她抓紧圣经的教导。
What was very commendable about her was that she held on tightly to what was written in the Bible.
她的丈夫在受到她的尊重顺服的鼓励下，不断的长进。
So that her husband was able to love God more.
更加的有自信，也更加的爱主、服侍主，成为很好的同工。
To serve God and to become an excellent co-worker as a result of her encouragement.
有一件事情让我们印象特别深刻。
One thing left a big impression on us.
当时经济不景气，有一天她的丈夫被公司遣散。
One day when her husband was laid off from his job as a result of the financial crisis.
她先生回到家，垂头丧气的把坏消息告诉她太太。
The husband came home from work that day and dejectedly told her the bad news.
这时候她太太做了一个非常难得、很少太太会做的事情。
At that time, this particular sister did something that most wives would seldomly do.
她完全没有指责。
She refrained from making any criticizing comments.
完全没有讲那些啊，那我们家经济怎么办？没有讲这些话。
Didn't make any worrisome comments.
她跟她的先生说，今天晚上我们全家去上馆子，好好吃一顿饭。
So rather suggested to the husband to take the entire family out for a tasty dinner that night.
这位弟兄因为他太太全力的支持，得到很大的安慰。
This husband, as a result of his wife's full support, was able to receive much consolation from her.
他感到有一个彼此相爱的家庭是多么值得感恩的福气。
He came to realize that having such a loving family was something that he should be very grateful and thankful for.
他也相信，只要全家一条心，再大的挑战都不用害怕。
He also believed that as long as the entire family was of one mind, he would not have to fear whatever challenges came his way.
在那时候，失业的人很多呀。
At that time, many families had husbands who experienced layoffs.
失业之后心情低沉，甚至自暴自弃的男人，我们也见到很多。
And as a result, many of them became depressed and in low spirits.
而这位弟兄不但没有掉下去，后来反而站得更稳。
However, this particular brother was not only able to maintain a positive attitude, but was also able to stand even more firm.
我们所有认识他的人，他们的人都同意。很大的功劳要归给他的妻子，因为他真的是一位美丽的女人。
Those of us who knew his family well all agree that much of this can be attributed to his wife because she truly is a beautiful wife.
回到丈夫与妻子一同承受生命之恩这个主题。
So going back to the theme of a husband and wife as joint heirs of the gracious gift of life.
我们鼓励每一位妻子都反省思想。
We encourage all wives to consider.
还没有结婚的也可以来为未来的婚姻心里做预备。
And for those of us who aren't married, we can also contemplate for our future spouse.
在对待丈夫的态度上，你所做的选择是会帮助你们两人多多同得生命之恩呢，还是会让你们两个人多受亏损？
In terms of how you treat your husband, is what you are doing contributing to becoming joint heirs, or is it causing both of you to suffer losses?
其实很多姐妹都很有心的对家庭做出很多正面的贡献。
In actuality, many sisters possess the willingness to do many things to contribute to their family.
但是每一次的不顺服，就好像用一个大锤把辛辛苦苦建造好的敲掉一大块，非常的不划算。
But every time something goes wrong, it is as if a large hammer crushes what she has worked so hard to build up, and it can be extremely unprofitable.
在你不肯顺服的那一件事情上，你是赢得了一时，但是你在婚姻家庭上造成的损害却是长久的。
Now, the issue of not obeying not only makes a short-term gain, but will ultimately lead to long-term losses in marriage and family life.
这是不能不格外谨慎小心的。
This is why this issue requires much care.
也是圣经一再提醒妻子要顺服丈夫的原因之一。
And it's also the reason why the Bible continually reminds wives to submit to their husbands.
接下来我们看对丈夫的劝勉。
Next, we will examine what the Bible instructs the husband.
前面用六节劝勉妻子，现在只用一节来劝勉丈夫。
The previous six verses were used to instruct the wives, but the Bible only uses one verse to instruct the husband.
看起来好像很不均衡。
This seems to be quite imbalanced.
这一节里面看起来也包含了好几方面的事情。
And it seems that this verse also contains many different aspects.
但实际上重点也可以用其中一句话来总结。
But we realize that there's only one main point.
就是丈夫要按情理和妻子同住。
That is, sensibly, the husband should live together with his wife.
这句话很不容易翻啊。
This phrase is not easily translated.
照原文直翻的话是说丈夫要按知识和妻子同住。
But according to the original biblical translation, it says the husband should live with his wife according to knowledge.
问题是按什么知识？
The problem is according to what knowledge?
多半的学者详细分析、研究之后认为、这边的知识无论是指对妻子的了解呢，或者是了解神对夫妻关系的心意，总归而言，都是要丈夫好好的爱惜体贴妻子。
Most scholars believe that knowledge does not consist only of how much you know your wife, but also the realization of God's heart for the relationship between spouses and how a husband should live with his wife.
在这边讲到同住。
What this passage refers to as living together.
有一些学者认为这是特别指到性方面的事情。
Some scholars interpret as something related to sex.
所以这意思就是说，丈夫在想要与妻子行房的时候，不可以只顾自己的需要，更不可以仗着自己力气大来强迫她，而要很合情合理，很体贴一点。
Such that if a husband chooses to have sex with his wife, he should not only consider his own needs, nor should he take advantage of his own strength to force her to do so. Rather, he should do what is fair and reasonable, such that she is also considered.
不过多数的学者认为，虽然这边讲的同住的确是有指性关系的意思，但范围却不只是如此。
However, other scholars believe that although this concept of living together does contain references to sexual relationships, it also includes other aspects of daily life.
呀，包括是夫妻生活的各个方面。
Among the husband and the wife.
无论如何，请所有的丈夫都和我一起。记得一件事情。
Regardless, let all of us husbands, as well as myself, remember the most important reminder.
就是这些经文对我们最重要的提醒，就是要体贴。
That is to be considerate.
这是绝大多数的丈夫最严重忽略的一件事情。
It is typically this point that most husbands tend to ignore.
也是绝大多数婚姻出问题的一大主因。
And the main thing that can lead to many problems in marriage.
我在为人做婚前辅导的时候，常常会特别跟男方。分享一件事情。
When I counsel people before they get married, I usually share with the male individual one incident.
几十年前，我想大概三十多年前，我和我太太交往谈恋爱的时候，有一天我们一起去看了一场电影。
About 30 years ago, when my wife and I were dating, one day we went to see a film.
那部电影叫做 Kramer vs. Kramer.
That film was called Kramer vs. Kramer.
讲的是有一个妻子有一天决定离开丈夫，开始新的生活。
The movie told of a wife who one day decided to leave her husband and begin a new life.
后来他们两个人为了孩子的监护权上法庭打官司，所以叫做 Kramer vs. Kramer.
Later, in order to decide who should have custody of their child, they went to court, which is why the movie is called Kramer vs. Kramer.
那部片子拿到那年的最佳影片，而且男女主角都得奥斯卡。
That year, that movie won the award for best film, and both the actors.Won Chrissy's Oscars as a result of their performance.
That movie 真的拍得很好，很好看。
That movie is extremely well made.
可是我从那电影院出来之后就非常的失落。
But when we left the movie theater, I was thoroughly depressed.
而且有很长的一段时间，我心里面一直有一个莫名的恐惧。
And there was also a long period of time in which my heart was troubled.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我始终想不通，那个妻子为什么要离开她丈夫。
Because I cannot understand why the wife should leave the husband.
在那个片子里面，丈夫有一天回家之后，发现妻子走掉了，十分的吃惊。
In the film, when the husband went home and discovered that his wife had left him, he was extremely surprised.
他难以理解原因所在。
He could not understand the reason for this.
那我是一个旁观者，我看完整部电影之后，我还是不了解问题所在。
Even myself watching the film as an outsider did not understand what the problem was.
我是到了结婚之后很多年，再次有机会看那部电影，我才多看明白其中的道理。
It wasn't until many years later after I got married that I had the chance to watch the film again and truly understand it.
在那个片子里面，丈夫其实人很好。
While in the film, the husband is actually a really good man.
他很努力的工作。
He's a hard worker.
一心一意要让他的家庭经济更稳定，让太太和孩子可以有更稳定舒适的生活。
and wholeheartedly wants to provide stability for his wife and child.
所以他真的以为他是一个好丈夫、好爸爸。
So he truly believes that he himself is a good husband and father.
但他只从自己的角度去想好丈夫、好爸爸的表现是什么。
However, he only considered what a good husband and father was from his own standpoint.
他从来没有细心的去了解他的妻子所需要的是什么。
He never once really considered what his wife needed.
他也没有注意到他的妻子活得很不快乐，已经有很长的一段时间。
Nor did he notice that his wife had been living unhappily for a long period of time.
我第二次看那个片子，多看明白很多，是因为我已经亲身体会到那个男人犯的错误，也是我犯的错。
The second time I watched the film, I was able to understand so much more. That is because I was able to empathize out of my own experiences.
这也是许许多多做丈夫所犯的错。
The mistakes that the husband made in the film that were committed in the film are the same ones that I commit, and in actuality are the same ones that many husbands commit as well.
我们真的是太不理解、了解我们的妻子。
We husbands really do not understand our wives very well.
我们太不体贴。
We are not considerate enough.
我们太忽略。他们心里的需要。我们工作努力有好的表现，妻子们当然会以我们为荣。
If we work hard and behave well, our wives will certainly take pride in us.
但那很少会是一个女人最最在乎、最最关心的事。
However, that is rarely the most important thing that a woman is most concerned with.
有人说啊，一个女人她要的真的不多。
Some people say women's needs are really quite few.
只不过她的先生真的关心她、爱她就好了。
Only that her husband truly loves her and cares for her.
我知道如果我问我的好太太，她会百分之百认同这句话。
I know that if I ask my wife the same question, she would 100% agree with the statement.
只不过我跟我的太太从三十几年前开始交往，我过了至少十几年，才像醒悟一般的发现，这些我过去竟然不懂的道理。
Yet from the time that I began dating my wife some 30 years ago, we spent about 10 or so years together before I was able to fully realize this concept.
所以我们当中做丈夫的，我不知道你回家之后敢不敢很诚恳的去问你的妻子，她最需要的是什么。
So among those of us here, our husband, I don't know if after you go home, whether or not you have the courage to genuinely ask your wife what she really needs.
其实也不需要你问。
Actually, you don't need to ask.
我相信就算不是百分之百，至少有90%以上妻子都会同意，只要先生真的关心她、爱她，她就很知足了。
I'm confident that while it may not be 100%, at least 90% or more of the wives would agree that as long as their husbands truly cared for them and loved them, they would be very satisfied.
还有一件事情常常帮助我自我反省。
There's also one more incident that often leads me to critique myself.
有一次有个家庭团契聚会结束之后，大家吃茶点。
Many years ago, after a family fellowship group ended, we were eating refreshments.
这时候有一位姐妹说，她年轻时候的梦想是灰姑娘能够变成公主。
One of the sisters said that when she was young, her dream was to be like Cinderella, transforming into a princess.
但是后来人生中的真实经历就像是小公主变成灰姑娘。
However, later in real life, it's been more like a reverse. A princess turned into Cinderella instead.
虽然她讲的时候是带着幽默、半开玩笑讲的。我至今一直忘不了这句话。
Even though she was only half kidding at the time, I still cannot forget her words.
我在想，我们这些做先生的，是不是真的把我们的妻子变成灰姑娘
？For those of us who are husbands, we need to ask frequently to ourselves: Are we making our wives into Cinderellas?
嫁给我们之前，他们也是爸妈的掌上明珠啊。
Before they married us, they were like pearls in the palms of their parents' hands.
有很好的家庭、学识、聪明才干。
A very good family, education, intelligence, capabilities.
嫁给我们之后呢，我们怎么对他们
？What about after they married us?
为了家庭，他们已经心甘情愿地做出了一些牺牲。
On behalf of the family unit, they have already willingly made many sacrifices.
之后又配合着我们，放弃了一些更合乎他们个人兴趣和意义的一些选择。
And even after that, still have to accommodate to our husbands, giving up many of their personal preferences and own choices.
远离家人来到异国他乡生活，多么不容易。
Leaving their families to follow us is quite difficult.
我们的妻子跟着我们一路这样子走过来，吃过多少的苦。
And our wives following us on this path have experienced much suffering.
我们岂能不好好的珍惜他们？
Therefore, we must cherish them well.
所以我们还是回到一同承受生命之恩这句话。
So finally, we return to the phrase joint heirs of the gracious gift of life.
神设立婚姻有一个很积极的目的。
God has designed marriage for a specific purpose.
除了将一些使命托付给夫妻去同心完成之外，神也希望夫妻一同来承受他所赐的生命之恩。
In addition to entrusting them with a mission that only the couple can accomplish together, God also hopes that the wife and husband can come together to enjoy the blessings of life he offers.
我们都知道我们在世上的生命是短暂有限的。
We all know that our lives in this earth are limited.
谁也不知道自己或者是配偶的生命会不会哪一天就突然结束。
We don't know whether our life or the life of our spouse might suddenly end one day.
如果希望这一生活得无怨无悔，就不要拖延，不要积欠很多的债。
However, if we want to live our lives without regrets, we need to live according to the laws of the Bible.
需要在每一天的生活当中，照着圣经的原则来生活。
And then we will live each day according to what the Bible commands.
如果妻子能够抓住顺服 尊重丈夫的原则，先生也能够抓住体贴敬重妻子的原则。
If the wife is able to grasp the commandment to obey and respect the husband, and the husband is also able to follow the commandment to be considerate of his wife each day.
那么，无论两个人这一生的年日是长是短，都可以十分的踏实满足。
Then regardless of whether both spouses live long or not, they will be able to be fully satisfied and experience blessings in their lives.
就算其中一方先回到天父的家中，两人一同承受生命之恩的果效，还可以依然持续的发生留在世上的那一方。
So that even if one of the spouses passes away and goes to heaven first, the fruit in terms of the blessings they used to enjoy together in life can still be experienced by the other partner who remains on earth.
所以在今天的生活当中，不论你有多少的事情要忙，有多少头疼的事情需要解决，也不管你们有多少事情两人目前达不到共识，你一定要好好的照圣经的原则来过每一天。
Therefore, no matter how many busy things you need to accomplish, how many problems that need to be resolved, and regardless of how many puzzling issues that both of you are currently facing, it is still important to live out each day according to the Bible's instructions.
希望我们每一个人都能够做有智慧的选择，
Hope that all of you can make the right choice.
好，让我们这一生能够丰丰富富的领受神所赐的生命之恩。
So that in this life you will be able to experience abundance.